The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're going to talk about the Pisces full moon coming up September 1st and 2nd of 2020. It's been interesting. The entire season here for the next few weeks has a lot of energies. You might want to look back a few shows where I went through that whole season and all the different things that are playing out. So we have a lot going on, but we also have some wonderful things that we can work with Archangel Haniel, in particular, with this Pisces energy. Now, this is an awakening type of energy that comes in with this full moon. So we're going to look at the astrology about this full moon, the energy with it. Then we're going to look for what we can take from this for our own soul growth and awakening our spirit, and ask the angels for the insight on that, which would be pretty much Haniel today. So I'm going to be putting out the information on how to work with Haniel, what Haniel can do to help you. Haniel's a wonderful angel, actually. So let's talk about who this angel is. Haniel is also known as Ananel, Aniel, different names. And I like this angel when it comes to moon energy. This angel is very associated with the lunar cycles and moon, spirituality, psychic abilities, awakening spiritually, that connection with higher dimensions. But if we were to work with Haniel with a strong moon like we have coming up, and what this moon's about, this is really going to help you a lot with the energies coming in that are bringing about so much transformative change in the world right now. We're seeing everything. I mean, 2020, nothing surprises me with what we see in 2020 these days. This has been a year to like, okay, of course that's going to happen. It's 2020, right? It's just one of those kind of years. Big one. We knew it. It was telling us it was going to be here. So let's talk about Archangel Haniel first, so you understand this angel and what this angel can do. First of all, Haniel's name means grace of God or glory of God, grace of God. This is the angel of grace and poise. What do you mean by that? This is a great angel to call on to support you when you have like a big event or something where you need to have your pose and your focus, you have your grace, your words are delivered. Like say you got to go to some big meeting or you got to talk to a group of people or, you know, something that would rattle your nerves naturally. Doing a live talk show, right? This angel's wonderful because it brings that grace and poise to whatever situation you might need a little bit more of that. I like that. This angel is also associated with the planet Venus. And Venus brings those feelings to the surface, which I believe is today or close to it. It, you know, that feeling of everything that we need to heal and release and let go of. But when we work with this angel, we have that, you know, you have your grace and poise, but also this angel brings about the spiritual or the natural remedies, like natural things for healing, you know, reconnecting you with your own abilities to connect with higher dimensions, the angels, anything like that. This is soul awakening. This is spiritual awakening stuff here. Full moons. Now, what are full moons about? Full moons are all about that releasing and letting go. There I go hitting the mic again. Releasing and letting go. So we can move forward. So if all of these energies are coming around to bring all these things up, so you might be feeling some things in your life. You might be feeling some anxiety about something or maybe something physical. Remember, in metaphysics, anything the body's like an antenna, and the body will tell you what you need to pay attention to and what needs releasing, depending on which chakra's involved, what part of the body, things like that. I find that fascinating and very consistent. For years, I've looked at that, and it's like, you know what? That's just spot on. That is where it is. We have the information. We just have to be willing to listen to it or tune into it or receive it. So this angel is perfect for this Pisces full moon, and working with them together, it's absolutely a great combination to work with this full moon coming up. Now, you might already be feeling the energies of the moon. So this one helps you feel confident if you're awakening and you're listening to your soul. To reconnect with the soul is huge right now. We want to know that we can trust our inner compass, like we were talking about in another show before. We want to trust the information we're receiving within ourselves. This helps you know that you can trust it. You know, Pisces too is a very spiritual energy planet, very much about the spiritual awakening, connecting, intuitive gifts, things like that. So this is a very deep awakening moon coming up, and it's aligning with Uranus, which, you know, that's the planet of awakening and change. You see, all these things are coming together quite, you know, it's just amazing to me. This is a lot going on in September. And sometimes I'm just wowed by what I'm seeing, because I'm like, wow, this is just really bringing it home. We are really going to set ourselves up for some positive change if we want to. Okay. If we drag our heels and resist, it could feel bumpy. Just know, you know, if you do feel something like that happening in your life, it isn't that the universe is trying to punish you and, you know, bring you down. It's more bringing your awareness to something that might be holding you back. So this planet being of awakening, and then you have Pisces, which is awakening, and then you have Haniel here that could help us out with awakening. You see what I mean? It's going to be a lot easier with the awakening. You're going to feel a little, it's like just easier to tap into that side, or, you know, wait, you know, I'm just feeling things differently. Yeah, you're seeing things from a different perspective, things like that. It'll help you see the whole world in a different way. It'll help you see your reality in a different way. It'll open your eyes. It's like that new perspective, that new lens, that new, I never thought of it that way. I never thought to look at it that way. I never realized it could be because of or something else. This is a good thing for us right now, because there's so much going on. We want to know, okay, which way are we going? So this full moon is going to have a lot of energy for releasement. It's going to bring a lot of things to your awareness. You also have that Venus feeling it, sensitive. Okay, we also have that Mars going on. So you're going to feel things a little edgy. You might feel a little bit more, okay, bothering me a little bit more this time. That's because it wants you to see and acknowledge. Why is it bothering us a little bit more? Because we're a little more connected. We're actually sensing and feeling these things a little bit more. And a lot of people want to wake up their spiritual gifts, and they want to wake up and be more intuitive or have those abilities to connect. But then when they do, they don't understand why they're feeling these things. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not kidding. You feel them more if you're connected. But we also are going to learn how to work with that and it not overwhelm. When you're first practicing, it can feel like, wait, I don't know. But you're strengthening your spiritual muscles, is what I call it. You're learning how to work with this energy, not against it. So here we have a couple of things that could be sensitive. So Uranus, like I said, is aspecting the moon, okay, right now with this coming up. That means awakenings of some sort, okay? Everybody's going to have their own awakening into something. You know, I know. I'm like, wow, what's going to wake up for me? Yeah, I think that too. I mean, everybody's going to think that way. You also have Venus and Saturn active in this full moon. Remember? Okay. So that might stir up some things that pertain to relationships or just different things you have going on. Or like maybe, you need to let go of something, or something's feeling a little bumpy. It needs some work or some healing. What about the relationship with yourself? What about the relationship of, do you listen to your inner compass? The energy is calling. It's going to call us to take action and be in alignment with your truth. Now, when I say that, think about if you saw it. I don't know. Some people might just be listening, but every week when I do a show, I don't use the same picture for the show because I like to be creative and use, I like to use a visual for the expression of what the show is about. So I spend a little bit of time every week doing that just to work on that. I found a beautiful pic that was perfect for this show. So then it was like, well, what do I want to say in a short quote for this? And what I came up with, and this is about that soul, when your soul awakens, you'll be free to be thee. What does that mean? When your soul awakens, you'll be free to be thee. That's speaking your truth. When your soul's awakened, your soul is navigating life for you, and you're in alignment with that, you're going to have that freedom to be your true self. You're going to know what I'm talking about. So when you feel like you're not speaking up your truth, that's your soul guiding you. And you sometimes can feel frustrated if you're not speaking up for yourself or you're not speaking what's true for you. And the thing is, we can actually speak our truth without it being, aggressive or anything like that. But sometimes we hold it and there's this frustration that we can't speak our truth because we have to keep things from getting all crazy. But you can go through this with grace and poise. Archangel Haniel can help you with the right words with things like that. So you can call on this beautiful angel at any time of life when you need to speak your truth to be in alignment with your soul because it's waking up and nudging you that, this doesn't feel right for you. You need to say something. Doesn't mean you have to start an argument. There's a way to deliver the message with grace and poise. So I really like this alignment and what this angel brings. This one came in so strong for this particular show, and I love it. So there is a lot of shift going on with awareness to so many different things out there. So here we are with all this going on. And if we're being called to own our actions, be responsible for our actions, take action, and then be responsible for it. Right. Take action, but be responsible. How are you going to do that without it feeling like it's somebody else's fault because you took action because of somebody else or you didn't make the choice that was right for you with your truth? There's nothing to feel that way about if you're in alignment with the soul. How do I know if I'm in alignment with my soul? Some of the easiest ways, and people ask that a lot about life purpose, like, why am I here? Honestly, the clues are in what you're passionate about. Not literal. It could be anything. Like, I love being creative. I don't need to be creative in one way. It doesn't mean just paint a picture. I'm creative with the show. I love being creative with the pics I pick for the show. I love being creative with decorating. I love being creative with how I do something just differently. I enjoy finding my own unique way of, taking my route or my path. That's creative energy. So creative would be a baseline. I'm just using example here. So you're looking for, in your life purposes, you're looking for, what do I absolutely love and never tire of doing? It doesn't mean it's the literal job. It doesn't even have to be that. Maybe you just love taking care of, you know, family or children, or maybe you just love whatever that common denominator is. They overlap. So you're looking for the passions that you enjoy. What do you enjoy? I've heard people that are in a very sad, low place that go, I don't feel like I enjoy anything anymore. We can feel like that when we feel disconnected from our soul. And when I felt like that sometimes, you almost feel numb and like, whoa, I don't know if I like the way this feels. And when you have that going on, I know I'm kind of calling all the cards out there with all the excuses, because it's the truth. If you feel that way, that's when I would stop and go, you know what? I need to reset my intentions. I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling the heaviness. I clear off that energy. I put that intention out there to cut the cords of the weight that's weighing me down. And then I look for one small, simple step that I can take that won't overwhelm me. Ooh, got a tickle in my throat. Excuse me. Sorry, that's my metal straw, because I don't want to contribute to the pollution out there. I have metal stainless steel straw. Okay, wow, I don't know where that came from. So you have all these ways that you can see and apply what your passion is. So if you had anything like that, and if you felt numb and you felt sad and you felt, I can't figure it out, you're looking for that one small little step you can take. Don't try to overwhelm yourself. Overwhelm can just cause all kinds of anxiety and fear, and then multitasking, and then trying to just do too much at once, or trying to be perfect. Spirit, the universe doesn't see it that way. The spirit, the soul sees it as, this is what you're passionate about. None of that matters. All that matters is that you're applying your passion some way. You might have a job that's one thing and your passions are something completely different, but you still do them. You know, you have something. And so it's really interesting when people feel like they've lost that completely. Well, then you take that one step, like, what could I do? This one small thing that doesn't, because sometimes when you're down in that and you feel that heaviness, or with all the shift and transformative time we're having right now in this world, we feel stuck. We just don't know. That energy is out there right now that makes you feel that way a little bit. I was talking about that last week. With this full moon, you want to put that focus on, I want to find a way to move forward, and whatever's in the way, to let it go. Because full moons are about releasing and letting go so you can heal and move on. So that's good. So please know there's going to be some emotions that stir with this moon a little bit because of all the different alignments that are around it. So everything's a bit magnified with this. So if you're feeling a little bit more nostalgic or sentimental, or maybe you feel emotional about letting something go, that's, even if it's a good thing you're doing, that's normal. That thing about stress, even if it's something you want, you know, some of the highest stress moments in life are getting married or something like that. It's not just like the death of someone you love or something very tragic. Stress is stress. Sometimes, even though it's something we really want, we get nervous about it. We get so excited, we just wind ourselves up into this spin. In a year like 2020, that can happen a lot because there's so much change going on, and we feel like we've barely gotten used to one thing, and then something else pops up. And we wonder, whoa, what else? What else? Nothing surprises me this year, like I said. So it's like, whoa. Now, let's talk about the sign Pisces a little bit. Because with this moon, you might feel more empathic. You might feel a little bit more sensitive. You might feel a little bit more emotional. Don't be hard on yourself. you need to take the time to recharge and take care of yourself when that happens. Okay. Do your salt bath. Do whatever you need to do to restore. Take that time out, some quiet time for you, some calming time. You don't have to get everything done all at the same time. You know, sometimes we feel like, no, I want all of this done. I want it all to be perfect. Well, what if you don't get to all of it? It'll be there tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow. That kind of attitude sometimes freaks people out that want everything to be perfect. I struggled with that because I felt like I really had to work with this. I'm speaking from experience on some of this stuff. And you know what? It would stress me out if I didn't get everything on the list that was an unreasonable list to get done in one day. It was too much. And a lot of the lifestyle that we're transitioning out of right now, which is what it feels like, was push, 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 you know, and we felt like just keep achieving, keep doing, go, 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 to the point where there's nothing left. You're completely drained. If anything, this year has given us time to go, do I really want to go back to that? I don't. And there's days where you may feel like you need a little bit more than other times. This energy is sensitive. Pisces energy is very spiritual oriented. So if you feel like, why am I having trouble with emotions? Why do I just keep crying all the time? Or why is this happening? Or why do I just feel so overwhelmed? You're processing these things. You're processing this energy. Some of it, empathic, you might be processing for somebody else. We don't need to be processing everybody's energy. We can have compassion for someone. And if you have the capability of helping someone, then do it. But you also don't want to be overwhelmed, drained, not taking care of yourself. So there's a little bit. It'll remind us of that. Sometimes it can be connecting with people we care about can be challenging or not, connecting. And, you know, we want to be there. We want to handle it. September has a lot of energy shifts in it, a lot. This is a big month. This is a pivotal month to set us up for more. So don't be afraid of it. Remember, Archangel Haniel is fantastic for this. Absolutely fantastic. As far as, okay, I just need to sort this out, look at this one step at a time, find my grace and poise while I can deliver the truth of who and where I want to be. But then we also want to detach from the opinions of others. We don't need to be attached to what they think about it. That's a tricky one, and you feel it sometimes. But when we're worried about what everybody else is thinking, you're completely missing that alignment with your soul. Aligning with our soul, and the more you do it, the more you want to be there. It could change your lifestyle a lot, but it's going to change it for the happiness part. You could completely change everything. It may change all the relationships. It may change where you live. It may change your job. It may change a lot of things. But you know what I do notice consistently with something like this, and I have with myself as well, all the stress goes away. The peacefulness comes in. The happiness comes in. And even when the tough things happen, which they still do, life is life here, things happen, I process it differently. I approach it differently. And when I am feeling like, okay, running out of gas here, feel a bit tired, the one thing that I do differently now is I do take the time. Before, I would just keep trying to push through. And that would just make it worse. That would just make it worse. This energy right now, too, is a tug and pull. I was mentioning that last week. So you might feel like you're ready to do something or impatient to do something, and then you feel something holding you back at the same time. Yep, it's not you. It is happening for all of us in some way. And you're going, okay, I want to go, but why won't it let me go? Because that holding back thing is exactly what it's trying to draw your attention to for this full moon here. This is perfect timing here. That's what I need to get out of the way. So things you thought were fine, you might feel a little bit more right now. So think about some of the things I've said. I'm going to take a quick break, catch up and say hello to everyone and just see how things are going. If you have any questions, you can put them up on the chat. I'm over on YouTube live streaming over there. I have a live chat open there. If you're listening anywhere, you can always, you know, add the comments later, but I wanted to just welcome everyone that's joining us. We're also with our network, Transformation Talk Radio, and I believe they are streaming over on Facebook Live. They'll let me know if anything comes in over there. Please, Zach, please let me know if anything comes in over there. Hint, hint. So he heard me. So he knows I'm kidding with him. So I just want you guys to know, we all are going to get through this just fine. We have to go with it. We have to be flexible to make changes as we're going through and progressing through this energy. Just think about some of the things I've said, and I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep going. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you someone that doesn't just want money, but also the freedom, joy, and ease that comes from ending the painful cycle of needing money? Then join Jennifer Bloom for Being Prosperous. Take charge of your money relationship. This 5-week course starts on September 1st at 6 p.m. Central. Sign up at jenniferbloom.com. That's Jennifer, B-L-O-O-M-E.com.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so let's catch up. Here's a cool one over on the YouTube chat. Veronica says, I think Haniel just visited me, wrestled with my situation in my head all night. When I woke up, I said to myself out loud and to let it go, and I feel better. Oh, that's fantastic. So you claimed it. You just totally said, no, I'm letting it go. That's awesome. Love that story. So good morning to everyone. I see some people just showing up. That's a great one. Yeah. Candace, buying a house, starting school. Whoa, lots of stuff. Wow, starting school in person or online or both? Who knows, right? Yeah, okay, we won't even go into that topic. There's plenty of stuff out there on that one. Stress factors 2020, yep. Maddie, I've been working on listening to my inner voice more and it's getting clearer. Fantastic, good to hear. But in romance, I always wonder if I'm telling myself my desired truth. Does Haniel have any insight on that? It's this, actually, yes, but it would be more, it's what you feel peace with, what feels like, yeah, that settles with me. If you're saying something to yourself and you feel like you're just not sure if you're just talking yourself into something or not, let it go. Don't try to watch out for the overanalyzing. Don't overanalyze it, but then just go, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll just sit with that for a minute. Forget about it and move on and go get busy with something else. Because something that's consistent and you know that you're becoming, you know, more in alignment with what's true for you, it will follow a path the doors open. It won't be difficult like that. I mean, life happens, don't get me wrong, but it will also, you'll know. There's just this you just know type of feeling, especially for people that are analytical. People that really analyze everything, your analytical side of you is intuitive as well. I want everybody to hear that. Sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm just analyzing it so much. There's another side to that that's positive. The people that are more analytical are the claircognizance, the ones that just know. That's how their intuition hits. I just know this feels right. I have no idea why, but I just know. That's what you're looking for, Maddie. That's what you're looking for. And that's how you'll know that you're, you know, not denying or, you know, feel like you're just not being realistic with, you know, the truth is, yeah, we want to speak our truth with ourselves as well. That's actually a very good point she brings up. Like, we don't want to be kidding ourselves. At the same time, we don't want to be talking ourselves out of something because we're going, well, I don't know. That just seems crazy. Sometimes it does feel like that when intuition hits. I've had so many, I call them intuition hits, where they come in and they literally, they'll come in like anywhere from a year or 2 years before an incident. And I'm like, okay, didn't understand it when it came in, but now I do. And then more times than not, I'm so glad I trusted my intuition and made a choice on that that felt right for me. Don't be afraid to make a choice that's right for you. So things like that. My daughter, Michelle, is saying my daughter has a court. Oh, she has court today for the divorce, hoping everything goes well. Do I see anything? Or do I say, okay, Michelle, Haniel, this is a time where we want to feel like, how do I answer that? Do I see anything for me? I'm not seeing anything. I'm just seeing there's a settling with your now. This is what I'm being told. There's like a settling going on, like settling down with the way things are and how they've played out. That's what I see. That would also probably be a lot because this is your daughter and you're a mom, so you're going to be very preoccupied with her. That's her journey with all of that. But at the same time, make sure you're not mixing them together with what your journey is. We always are there for our families and we love them, but at the same time, we have to have our own journey as well. But I'm feeling like there's this inner desire to find a way to just accept or be the way it's played out. And here's, when I say that, it's interesting. When I say that, that's actually good because when we go, you know what? I don't understand why it's played out the way it has. But when we go with it, now the doors open and all the positive opportunities start to flow in because we may have not expected that change in our life or we may not have expected anything or wanted it, but it happened. I mean, the whole year's like that for everybody, really. This feels like just a processing of just, you know, not trying to make it go back to the way it was, but making and acceptance within the self about, you know, this is just how it's played out. So how can I make the most of it is the strong message I'm getting to send to you. That would be for anybody going and feeling any of that. So let's look at other ways we can work with Haniel. So, and just working with that information, because with this full moon, you want to do that. Healing abilities, healing's a good one right now, right? We have a lot of healing that we need to do. That's why all this stuff's coming up, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever. What's a relationship, whatever needs healing in our lives is coming up to be healed. I say that instead of dealt with or let go or process, because letting go is a way of form of healing. Sometimes we just need to revisit these situations and bring the love to a situation that feels like it's been denied any of that. We sometimes have to let go of the anger we may have toward ourselves or someone else. All these different things apply here. We also have a lot of physical health things going on this year. What can we do to change that? What can we do to improve that? Haniel is more about natural healing abilities, natural health. If you're looking to improve your diet, that would be natural health. Anything that you do to be healthy is more of a natural approach. Yeah, we want to do that regardless of whether we have something medical there where we need to go to medical doctors or anything for that. That's different. This is how do we take responsibility for being healthier? How are we dealing with stress? This year has challenged that. How are we dealing with, you know, I really want to go plant-based, or I want to change the way I eat, or I want to start an exercise program, or I want to take more time to meditate. All of those are natural health. So are essential oils, using those for therapy and healing, energy healing, whether you're using the crystals, any of these modalities, they're all metaphysics or healing. Clearing energy, you know, where however you do that, but natural healing abilities. The thing about the human spirit, the human body, the soul, it has this innate way of just going into self-healing. It can do that. What we do is we support its ability to self-heal. Think about it that way. That's a great way to look at it. Whether, you know, you're dealing with emotion stuff or mental health, whatever you've got going on, how are we supporting it? What is it that we need to do to help support us to be healthy? That alone helps raise the frequency. So if you're, I mean, that's a self-love thing that we talk about, because how can we be there for our families or be there for anybody else or do all this helping that we want to do for everybody else if we're not healthy? It always starts there. That's how we send out energy that's a higher frequency. Energy healing goes into that a lot. But energy healing, it contributes to a lot, whether it's your mindset. Like, you can heal your thoughts. You can heal your attitude towards something. You can heal your perspective. You can change, let go, or whatever. You can do things for your physical body. You can do things that help relieve stress and give a more balanced life. Things like all of these things are included. Haniel is wonderful for healing in any way you want to approach. You may want to add something new in. You may want to try something different. Moon energy, lots of the stuff with the moon. So this moon energy has a lot going around it. Haniel can help you tap into that and utilize it to the best. So I want to ask everybody right now, you've been listening to what I've been saying and how we want to do this. This one also, if you're working on psychic ability or wanting to connect, yes, Haniel's good for that. So are moon energies and Pisces, all of the above, if that's what you want to do. But when you go to do that and then it starts to happen, how do you respond or react? Do you freak out, or are you ready for it, or it wasn't what you thought? It's coming in completely different. You want to keep that in mind. you may think it's going to play out exactly the way it does for myself or somebody else you know, but it's going to play out exactly the way it's going to for you, the way you pick up these messages or this information. So, and then it's like, am I going to trust it? How do you validate that? There's nobody, not even me, nobody. I don't think so. My personal opinion is I don't see how anybody can validate your own intuitive connection and what you're picking up, except for you. How do we do that? We awaken the soul. We align with the soul. We stay connected to our inner compass. That's how you know, without a doubt, that you're picking up what's the right path for you. Things like that. So we have over, let's see, we had a few more come in. Oh, Maddie's saying thank you. She's been at peace with a recent decision she made. Awesome. See the peacefulness and the faith that I have that it's going to work out the way it's supposed to. But I have been wondering if I've been kidding myself there. When we say it's going to work out the way it's supposed to, that's being accepting of how it ends up playing out. That was what we were talking about a little bit earlier. So that's another way to say that. So if you have peace with your decision, right there, that's a huge clue. I find that when you have peace with a decision you've made, whether it just seems crazy or not, doesn't matter. It's like, you know, am I, you know, you second, because we're still updating, if you want to say, an old program we've been living by. Like, you have to have this, and you have to have that, and you have to do it this way, and you have to do it that way. No, that's what this year is about, too, is like really throwing it out there, like, nope. Like, you'll see people very passionate that you should think this way, and you should do this, and you should be part of that, or you should do this and that. No, I don't feel that way personally. I feel we need to practice acceptance that not everybody will feel the same way that I do, for example. And when we can accept that we have a viewpoint or we have where we need to be, but we allow others to do that too, now you're getting somewhere. I really believe that. That has been something I've seen in my path. Like, you have to accept that you may disagree or agree with a lot of things out there, but that's somebody else's journey. Where are you focusing on yours? So we can do that. We can speak up. We can do all these things, but where is the balance of acceptance of different diversity here? So that I see being interesting as it plays out in 2020. You know, that's a big one. I think that, you know, I don't even know how that'll completely play out. I think we're all basically watching how that plays out. But my intention for me, what I'm sharing, I share what works for me, guys. Okay. I share what I know. I share the journey of this whole thing called life here on earth and soul growth. And I share what's worked. I share what has lifted. And then you can apply that the way it would work for you. It may not be exact the way. It may not be exact at all. This is a major transformative year where we're all sorting it out and finding new ways to do everything. So what is on your plate? As I've been talking about this over this last hour, not quite, last 50 minutes, what comes to your mind that you could apply with this full moon and Hani will help you with and Pisces energy help you with? And we have a unique month here. I personally don't want to waste the energy in this month. I want to utilize it. I want to do as much as I possibly can to uplift and make the most out of it. Even those times where it feels like, okay, I want to go, but no, I can't. Yes, I can't. No, you know, all that. That's happening. It is. You know, you can have a plan and it may not go to plan. You could change it. It's just going with it. There's a lot of go with the flow is a theme for this whole year. Go with the flow. Make adjustments on the spot. You know, there's this list like, okay, just expect the unexpected. Nothing surprises me this year. And, you know, and it's, we say that. And then at the same time, we're surprised when it happens anyway, right? But then remind yourself, like, you know what? This is just more of that showing me where I have a sensitivity or something that'll irritate. These are areas you're looking to heal. It'll all pop up like that. If you find that it's a very emotional time for you, give yourself the R&R, the TLC that you need. Take time to do what you need to do to feel better, to do what you need to do to rest, to just rejuvenate, to just take a time out, whatever it might be. Not everybody will feel it like that, but some people will. Some people might be feeling it for the very first time. They've always had it together, and then all of a sudden, why is this happening? Why is this doing this to me? Because it's pulling up what needs to come up now so it can go away. It's going to pull it up so it can be dealt with, released, healed. What's the word you would use there? See, there's different ways to look at that. Those are different perspectives. And so remember the phrase that I came up with earlier, you know, when your soul is awakened, you are free to be thee. You are free to be yourself. You won't question it. It'll feel lighter. All the world stuff will still happen. All the crazy stuff will still happen, you know, but you'll deal with it so differently. You'll handle things more than you ever thought you could. And you're saying, wow, I can remember back when this would just make me fall apart and be a hot mess, right? And then you look at this and the situation comes up and you're like, wow, okay, I got this. I can do this. That's different. That's a totally different energy when you're aligned with your soul. You're still going to go about life. It's not like you're going to be in the ethers somewhere. You're still here. You're still grounded. If you're not, get grounded. Use your meditations. Use your slow breathing. Remember, if anything comes up that really starts causing the anxiety and panic, use your breath. Slow it down. Use the heart breath. 4 counts in, 4 counts out if you can. Basically, the goal here is to just slow things down. It'll immediately click into the nervous system and calm things down. You don't have to go buy anything. You don't have to take anything. Your breath is always with you. Your breath's always with you. Use it. It's a gift. You have breath. You have life. You're here. What can you appreciate right now? You might feel like you don't have a lot, but you have something. What can you have gratitude for? That's huge for manifesting. Big manifesting time right now. All of this stuff's running together, all of it at the same time. It's a busy month. So you are looking to say, okay, what feels right for me? What feels real? What feels like the choice I need to make? When you work out where, what topic, what subject, what area, whatever is going on for you, ask Haniel to just be with you in this full moon to release, to open up. Because sometimes we don't feel like we have anything to let go of. It might be more of we want to open up to that spiritual connection so we know that we're hearing our intuition and we're really feeling it. And we have confidence to trust it a lot more in that way. That's a wonderful way to use the energy too. And, you know, there is many, many ways that you can approach this. There's many, many ways that you could fight against it, that you could resist it. And you can do that. You can choose that. But, you know, why not give it a try? Why not explore some of the things that come up? Why not explore some of the ideas you have or the thoughts that happen that, you know, I don't know, I've never thought of looking at it that way. Maybe ask for some clarity on that. Haniel is a beautiful angel to work with, a beautiful energy when it comes to the moon energy. Remember the grace and poise. Maybe you just need a way to express yourself better. Grace and poise, again. Whatever the topic is, whatever the situation is, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that. So if we were to let go, actually let go of who you were in the past, yesterday, 10 years ago, 20, whatever it was, it's really, how much have you grown? How much have you grown in a year? Probably a lot. A lot of people. We've all grown in a year. My goodness. What about over the last 5 years, 10 years? Who were you then? Who are you now? You can look and see that. If it's look and see how you've grown. For the most part, we gain our wisdom as we go. We might feel like, oh, I'm not any better than I was, or I've gotten worse. Some people say that. I know. It's never too late to turn it around. If you looked at that and go, oh, okay, I need to let go of that decision. I need to just let that go. Clean slate, move forward. Big right there. That's big. So you're right here, right now. That's living in your moment. That's living in your now. For those that aren't familiar with that, that's a lot to do with manifesting and energy, all kinds of stuff, because we can't change the past. We can't change who we were in the past. All we can do is forgive it and let it go. We're not that person anymore. You're now who you are right now. What you're experiencing right now is a result of everything that you manifested from what you did before. So if you want to change that for tomorrow or down the road, right here, right now is where you have all the power. Your thoughts, your intentions, affirmations, gratitude, you name it, all of that. All the power is right now. It always is right now. This is your now. This is your moment. This is where you have the choices. You can change something. This is where you can do it all. There's no reason to fear the future. It hasn't happened yet. 9 times out of 10, a lot of that doesn't. And then something else completely unexpected may. We manifest by working with our now, right now. Like, what am I thinking about? Am I fretting again? Am I worrying about, you know, all these things? Tomorrow hasn't happened yet. The past we can't change. Right here, right now. Ask Haniel to help you with that, because that would be a very powerful turn of events in your life if you haven't been doing that. If you've been worrying about something from the past, or you can't let it go, or worrying about tomorrow, where have you even had time to think about where you are right now? And then shifting that into something and working with that, I challenge everybody. I challenge you to try it. Give it 30 days. I think, oh, can anybody actually stay with it for 30 days? I think you can. Try one day. And then if you can do one day, do 2 days, do 3, keep going with it. There's possibilities in that. There's power in that. It's empowering. You're looking, your intention is to be more soul aligned. The intention is where you start. You work with that thought, like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. Well, you have to start with the desire to, and then you focus on things that you could do a step at a time. And what could I do? Meditation is fantastic right now. It's really helping a lot of people with stress-related stuff, with all the changes. You really want to look at that, guys. Look at it. All right. I think we are out of time. I just hope that you have gotten something out of this today. I really do. I hope that you see where I'm trying to give to your focus, where you can truly find yourself here. Look for your peace. Work with Haniel. Work with the Pisces moon. And I remember it's September 1st and 2nd, but you should be feeling it already. And I want to say thank you for listening so much. And we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.